Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas. On Wednesday, he urged it to seek a deal that would end the war in the Gaza Strip and bring back dozens of hostages.
And there are really two things left to do: get the hostages home and bring the war to an end with an understanding of what will follow.
Air raid sirens sounded in Tel Aviv shortly before his departure as Israel intercepted two projectiles fired from Lebanon. Blinken arrived in Riyadh on Wednesday as he renews his bid to broker diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Lebanese state media reported an Israeli drone strike on a street in Tyre on Wednesday after the Israeli army warned residents of the southern city to evacuate. It comes as a new United Nations report warned that it could take centuries to rebuild Gaza after Israel's offensive against Hamas. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN Conference on Trade and Development said in a report released this week that if the war ends even tomorrow and Gaza returns to the status quo before Hamas's 2023 attack on Israel, it could take 350 years for its battered economy to return to its precarious pre-war level. The war has caused staggering destruction across the territory, with entire neighborhoods obliterated and roads and critical infrastructure in ruins. Mountains of rubble laced with decomposing bodies and unexploding ordnance would have to be cleared before rebuilding could begin. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Palestinian medics said Israeli strikes killed 20 people in Gaza on Wednesday as forces tightened their siege of the enclave's north. The Gaza Health Ministry and WHO said they couldn't begin a planned polio vaccination campaign due to heavy bombardment, mass displacement, and lack of access. This is VOA News. United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday there is evidence that North Korea troops are in Russia, and it remains to be seen what they would be doing there.
What exactly they're doing, left to be seen. These are things that we need to sort out. We'll have more for you on that later, but as we continue to look at this, there is evidence that there are DPRK troops in Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has cited intelligence about the preparation of two units with possibly up to 12,000 North Korean troops who would take part in the war against Russian forces. South Korean lawmakers said on Wednesday that North Korea has sent 3,000 troops to Russia with thousands to follow. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday touted the creation of a new multipolar world order at the BRICS summit, a gathering of world leaders he hopes will show the Western attempts to isolate Moscow over its Ukraine offensive have failed. Around 20 leaders, including from China, India, Turkey, and Iran, are gathering in the central city of Kazan. Moscow sees the platform as an alternative to Western-led international organizations like the G7. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Russia on Wednesday to attend the summit, which has drawn scorn from Ukraine. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban on Wednesday accused the European Union of trying to oust his government and install a puppet regime. Orban, often at odds with EU leaders, said his policies on the Ukraine war and migration were unacceptable to Brussels. He's also facing rising pressure from opposition leader Peter Magyar, who has gained ground in the polls. Hungary's next election is set for early 2026. Gisele Pellico, the 72-year-old victim of mass rape whose ordeal has shocked the world, told a trial in southern France on Wednesday that she was determined that making her case public should help other women and change society. Pellico's lawyer said she is determined to see this through. And she is receiving many messages of support on a regular basis that are really helping her in this marathon. It's clear that she's not just doing this for herself. That's very clear today. Dominique Pellico, her husband, has admitted to inviting dozens of strangers over nearly 10 years to their house to rape her after he had drugged her. 50 other men also stand trial accused of raping her. According to officials, torrential rain set off by an approaching tropical storm swamped the eastern Philippines overnight with widespread flooding that killed at least 7 people, trapped others on their roofs, and sparked frantic appeals for help. Tropical storm Trami is forecast to hit the coast of northeastern province of Aurora on Wednesday night. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.